This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Talk about energy. This entire next podcast is energy. A Chapel Heart. They were here. It's a lot of fun. I don't want to spend too much time hanging out talking about them because I just want you to hear what had happened here. And so, you know, three ladies, they're based in New Orleans. You know, they were singing on the sidewalk, and they got a real cool story about how they got from there to here. You know, we do talk about them doing America's Got Talent. We get into it. And so it's one of these where I don't have a lot to say right now because I just want you to hear the interview, which, by the way, if you want to go see Chapel Heart, go to chapelheart.com. I'll say that at the beginning and at the end. ChapelHeart.com. So here we go. At Chapel Heart Band is the name of their Instagram and their TikTok. This is episode 366. We have Tree, Danica, and Devin. Here they are, Chapel Heart. Let me tell you the first... Oh, by the way, I just had some pasta myself at my house. I was rushing from one studio to the other, and I had some leftovers from last night that my wife had made some... And it was cold, and I think I ate the wrong leftovers. I think they were left from a month ago that was pasta. And I ate not the ones from last night. So you're talking about bad pasta. I think I might have a crying, but not crying myself to sleep.
I can probably guarantee that it was still better than the pasta.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I mean, some people like butter noodles.
Not me. I want it.
Not when you order Alfredo, but...
So, okay, and we're not going to say the name of the place.
We're not.
And if you did say it, we'll bleep it. But you go. You just talk with me for a second. You go. You're looking forward to this pasta, I assume.
Yes, were
you going for the pasta specifically, or did you see it and go, I got to eat that pasta?
No, I was going for pasta because I'm like, I don't want pizza. I don't want...
Dad's a pasta head, too.
I'm a pasta head, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some chicken Alfredo.
Why did you have an expectation about this place, though?
Well, the reviews
were
great. I
have high expectations for everywhere I go when it comes to food.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to be, though. No. I think you just have medium expectations.
That's where you set yourself up for failure, because I have zero expectations. So if it's not bad, I'm like, okay, won't do it again.
Well, true, but Tree said that her food was good and the reviews were good, so I'm like, okay.
But did you get sick or is it just not good?
It was disgusting, ultimately.
You're harsh, man.
There you go, right.
Ultimately,
I'm the salmon
Dev
food
is the righteous
critic.
Judge.
Yes. Okay. Gordon Ramsay ain't got nothing on Dev.
Right.
The first time I saw you guys, and I think it's what led to me planning you guys on our national weekend show, was one of my friends was boxing at a charity event.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
It was a couple years ago.
Rumble on the Ropes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so she was boxing, and I tried not to. I don't like people that much, generally. It's not even I don't like people. It's just, I don't like, this is pre-COVID too, I think. And
yeah.
I don't like germs anyway. And people spitting on me. And so I just was, no, I'm going to go out a whole lot. But I said, I'm going to go. And I go, her name's Anya. She works at Sirius now.
Yeah.
She's one of my dear friends. I love her. And so she was fighting that night. And I go out and hanging out. And they say, hey, just sing the national anthem, Chapel. And you guys come out and you crushed it.
Really? Because I don't know. I think like by the time we were like, we got set up and everything, it sounded kind of like, I feel like when we finished, we were like, all right,
okay,
gotta go.
Sorry.
On a 3-year delay, I will tell you that it was so good. And I was like, dang, I should find out more about them. That I went to Mike and I said, hey, can you find some stuff that they've done like live? I want to make sure that, because sometimes, honestly, and this isn't you guys.
Oh, we understand.
When you go and you find stuff, if someone's been recorded in a studio and Mike and I'll go, well, they did sound good until we found them singing live other places. Yep. And then it wasn't so good.
You hear them live and you realize the blessing was in the studio.
Yeah.
I call that
the blessing in the board.
Mm. There you go. It was the board. Hallelujah.
And I was like, they're really good. And so we started playing you guys on the national weekend show.
Yeah.
And that we just kind of been keeping up with you the whole time. We've tried a couple times to kind of line something up. But then you guys went off and, you know, went on AGT. AGT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was supposed to be there one of the weeks because I have a show on USA Network. And I was going to go and promo it during when you guys sang the Dolly song.
Jolene.
I was supposed to be there as part of like the panel that night.
Yeah.
And I wasn't because somebody got sick. And so here in Nashville, and they were like, you might have COVID, so don't come. But okay. I remember not being able to go and going, man, I'd have totally cheated for them.
There you go, look. Yes.
Even before you guys went, I remember going, I would have totally cheated for them.
Yes.
And so I'm glad I didn't.
There you go, look.
Then you don't have it. You don't have anybody going, you only crushed it because Bobby cheated for you.
Right.
But all that to say, before we like get into like the stories, like I really, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, just your energy. Your energy's
thank
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
And this is we are still zombies right now. So if you like zombie chapel heart,
hey, look
like,
at me.
Stay until we wake up.
Zombie Bobby. I was in Vegas all weekend working. And then we do the morning show. And it's like, wake up at 3 in the morning.
Woo.
Gosh. And then I live zombie. And you guys are running like
y'all
zombie.
Are the real heroes.
Yeah.
Unsung heroes. That's
I would have to stay up for 3 a.m.
I'd still be up. So like, it'd be fine for me. But everybody else, like,
I'm sung enough. I'm not unsung. Like, I get enough sung.
I'm a sung
early
hero.
Early morning radio interviews with Danica are always
interesting.
Why Danica?
Lord Jesus Christ.
We're about to find out together.
Well, let's start off. So Danica is my sister. And so like growing up, Danica was the worst person to wake up. Like
she's
not a morning person. Well, this morning she woke up kind of on like a level 5.
Out of how many levels?
10.
Okay.
She was on like a level 5, and then she was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a triple shot.
Did she do that?
One radio interview. So I was just feeling real low energy, so I was like, let me just, and I don't really even drink energy drinks anyway, so I probably should try maybe regular shot. So I went straight triple shot. I was laughing so hard. And like, and at some point, I was just like going, I was like, y'all hear that? My heart's beating. You hear my heart beating? And like, I was like, oh, that's. So finally, by the time I crashed, I was like, oh, that's energy drink.
Where were you guys? When was this?
We were in.
It was a radio station.
Chapel Hill.
And so we were super excited to go. And nevertheless, we hadn't been back. So I feel like maybe.
I'm pretty sure they thought that she was hopped up on crack cocaine.
I'm sure they thought. And I was just like, oh. Yeah, you got to know your limitations.
It was interesting.
You didn't have a chance to know your limitations because you just went hard the first time.
There you go.
There was no
straight for it.
She is on a 2-shot maximum at this point.
It's so funny. Or it's us at Starbucks, and I'm like, I'll take an extra shot of espresso. Everybody's like, no. In the background.
Let's go back to the beginning for you guys, because obviously you guys are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And you are
their favorite cousin.
Okay,
first cousin.
No, first of all, there's 108 first cousins, and please believe me, they wouldn't be on the road with any of the other 107.
I got about 5.
If they could see, she has some contenders.
First cousins by who? Like a mom, a dad? I guess that was my question. Like
my mom.
Yep.
My dad.
Our brother, sister.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. And so
Bobby, this. I was
about to say, now don't get weird.
It's a crazy story. So her dad.
No, don't.
Okay, you do.
Say names here because we have people listening can't see you. So go ahead.
So this is Devin. My dad and Danica's biological mom.
Your dad, her mom. Got it.
Our siblings and Tree's
and
mom.
My mom.
My dad adopted Danica when she was like 2.
And so imagine me as a 5th grader trying to explain that my dad and my mom are brothers and sisters.
And they're like, oh.
And so.
Hold on. You have to explain. Hold on.
There you go.
Okay.
Hold on. And then I'll compare my, because I'm from Arkansas, so I have a similar-ish kind of story. So, okay, hold on. So your dad.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going up. And And your mom.
Birth mom.
Birth mom. Okay. Our brother and sister.
Yes.
Along with Tree's
and
mom.
And my birth mom.
There are 17 of them.
Three siblings.
Yep, yes. Three siblings.
Okay, so you would have all been cousins.
Technically, but.
Got it.
Except.
I'm really sensitive, and I don't like when Danica calls me her cousin.
When she was little, like, she pissed me off and be like, well, you know we're cousins, right? And she would just bawl. And I was like, I'm evil. I am so evil. So her dad, her biological dad, adopted me when I was two. So, technically. Yeah. My birth mom and her birth dad are brothers and sisters.
So they're sister cousins, but not in the weird Mississippi way.
Okay. Let me give you the weird Arkansas.
Let's go. Arkansas, can you top Mississippi?
I don't know about top, but we can be in the same conversation.
There we go.
My mom and my biological father, I don't call him my dad, I never really knew him. My mom and my biological father. Let me back up. It's even confusing for me to tell. My mom and her sister married my biological dad and his brother.
Okay. So our grandparents did
you
that.
Have brothers and sisters, but what happens is my cousins are double cousins.
Yes.
And the tree don't branch.
Yes.
It's like a stick.
Yeah. And so.
No. Same here. We had like our grandfather's father.
He married a sister, but...
He had children with all of her sisters.
No, he had
some of her sisters.
No, he married the lady and then procreated with her sisters as well.
It's like Game of Thrones type stuff.
Yes. But then grandma's sister married one of grandpa's brothers. And so that's how we have double cousins like you as well.
It's really ghetto.
We're probably cousins.
More than likely.
Okay, so let's go out. Let's go way, way, way back. When did the sisters start singing together before the cousin came in? Who was first?
Well, this is Tree, and it started out as Danica and I. Danica says we were the black sheep of the family. I like to say we were more like the rainbow fish in the school because we were a little different.
Black sheep of the family.
But, like, you know, we were, you know, be walking up and down, like, back roads, like, you know, blaring out System of a Down or singing some George Jones or whatever. Because, like, just whatever kind of went. And we started out in New Orleans and, like, singing on the street. Just,
how old?
I don't know.
22?
Four.
So you're adults?
We were
very much adults.
And so you two just start singing together.
Yeah.
Are you making any money on the streets?
Actually, I feel kind of dumb that we didn't do it sooner because I heard people talking about busking. It's like, oh, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, it's a struggle. And we would sing for a couple hours and the police would have to come and like move people out of the road from blocking the street. And it was like really, really good.
But I feel like it was amazing because we didn't know that we were good. Like we didn't. So we just assumed like this is what everybody did. But like we were bringing home like boxes of money like from people. And so then like once we started playing clubs, like 2 years later, I was like, damn, we should have just stayed on the street.
Yeah, right. So did you have like a shtick? Like instead, you obviously you're singing songs, but did you have like a little act when a bunch of people got around?
No, I think we just have that. Maybe just that bubbly personality or something, because like we'd meet people and like it didn't matter if you were a businessman, a bum, a housewife, or a hooker. Okay. Like everybody,
you could actually be all four of those and be the same person.
Yeah. And some of our fans are. Yeah.
There you go.
But I don't know. I think it's maybe because like we grew up in such a large family and used to such a variety of different types of personalities, backgrounds, and people. Like it kind of just translated into adulthood.
Did you have other jobs? Or did you not need them because you're making them singing? Yeah.
No. When we started singing, we just sang, but didn't run the gamut, honey.
Oh, Tree. That'd be the whole segment. She started naming all the jobs she had. But like while we were doing music, it was just music. We get up every day and go down and find our spot on Royal Street and just kind of hound that. Like we had an old Yamaha piano that ran on batteries, and
we
it was just kind of
Bertha.
So did you have a truck? You put it in or fit in the back of the car?
Well, let me just tell you what.
You lived close enough to roll it?
No, we didn't live close enough. But we went. Okay.
So,
oh my gosh.
Pardon my ignorance here on this part, but did you have your own spot or did you have to get there early? And it's like Black Friday.
Oh, it's a free for all, honey.
Yeah. But it's so crazy though. Like I guess, you know, I guess hearing all the things, we would have like people that would be like, are y'all coming out tomorrow? And if you're coming out, what time?
Really?
And we'll hold the spot for you. Like business owners in the area, because they knew like they were getting good music were in there.
So it wasn't just lining up early like you're getting a TV at Walmart. It was people started to like you enough where like, we'll hold this for you if you want it.
Because trust me, some of those business owners on Royal Street, they will call the cops on you or like, shut up, y'all been playing too long.
And if you're really good and people are all around.
Yeah,
they're probably, it's good for business.
Or depending what kind of business, maybe they don't want people blocking the door.
True.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, it's not a place where they need a lot of foot traffic, you know?
Yeah.
But did you guys ever think, and Devin, I'm going to get to you in a second, but did you two ever think you could do this outside of just singing on the street? Did you ever have dreams then? Was it a reality that you could even try?
I feel like coming from, Trey lived in New Orleans a couple years before I got there, before I was there. And so I came straight from Poplarville, Mississippi, to New Orleans. And so at the time, I didn't even know that, like, singing was a career, like, you know. And so I was like, you know, and I lost my job working at the hospital. And at Poplarville, like, if you can get a job at the hospital, that's the pinnacle. And so,
what were you doing at the hospital?
I was, it was called the IOP, so Intensive Outpatient Therapy. So it's like therapy for older people, and they come and they have group therapy. And so I was not very good at it. So I made a music department. So when people would come in, I'd sing songs coming in.
Created a music department.
They did. And they were like, this is where she thrives.
She's also an interesting employee.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
She's that person that you can be like trying to fire her and she'll just.
I'm pretty
not.
I'll show up the next day.
I think that happened a couple places.
It did.
So you two are singing. You're making a good enough living to just sing. It's a lot of work because you got to be out there. Mm-hmm. There are no days off, but if you do take days off, you don't get paid, right? It's not.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, I had a lot of those jobs too where people are like, just take off. Okay, cool, but I got to pay the bills.
There you go.
So if you take off, you don't get paid. How long are you singing together in New Orleans on the street?
So I think we might have been singing on the street for about 2 years or so.
Wow, really?
Like a year and a half. Maybe like a year. I feel like it happened kind of fast. Maybe like a year and a half.
I think we were only busking for like 6 months.
Oh, no. It was definitely longer than
was
that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I think a month is a long time.
I do remember the transition, though, very distinctly. We were getting accosted by, I'm not going to say who, there was a business owner. He was like the neighborhood curmudgeon. And he was like, oh, you guys always come up here and then there's too many people blocking my door. Yeah. And then it was almost like out of a dream. This guy named Tony Seville, who he is like a New Orleans staple. He like floated up. He said,
this low rider bike. It was all black. He was wearing all
a three piece suit in the middle of the summer. Bike.
And like he just, I don't even know how the bike was sturdy because he just like floated up. And he was like, you guys don't have to take this. Come play at my club. And we were like,
that was the break. That was the
break.
That
was it. Look.
Wow, okay.
Well, it wasn't quite a break because the club was also in transition.
He just bought the club that was formerly known as the Harem, and it was a strip club. And
there
so
there was still a pole.
We had to like transition, like put the band section us in where like the pole divided us. And
was it still a strip club?
Well, the strippers didn't know that it was not.
They didn't know that they had new management.
Mid-set, they would come in and like look around kind of confused. And like there were a couple lap dances in the back corner.
So we'd be like doing music stuff and then like the strippers come in and like they kind of still like ran their own operation. So it was like a co-business. Like we were like business partners.
It's like that WeWork where you have the space. They came in and did that.
We were the WeWorks of the underground music.
When you were playing in a club, do you have instruments though now? Do you have a real guitar, piano?
Danica played guitar and we like had she played piano.
I was like,
and
we had never
and the stage like, was tinier than this table, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And we also had an upright bass and drums. It was a lot on a tiny stage and with a pole in the middle.
Anybody watching?
Oh, tons.
Yeah, people come.
So I felt like that was my biggest worry. I was like, okay, so we got the street thing figured out. But if we go inside, does it relate? And so our first gig, we were like a couple songs in, there was a few people. But like by the end, like the little space just really filled up. And I was like, okay. And so,
it worked.
But that moment, we were in the middle of a show and all of a sudden I go, ah! And like the music stops and it's dead quiet. And everybody's looking. I said, the stripper pole's gone.
The pole is gone.
There was like, there was no doubt. That's when I knew we made it.
Hey, so are you the younger sister?
Yes. Baby little sister.
Little bitty, tiniest. Little bitty baby.
So is that why you weren't there originally? Because you were like two?
I was still in high school.
So what is your sister saying to you while she's gone? I'm assuming you guys are still talking. Regularly?
Really.
Semi-regularly?
Yeah, not really. She was mean to
out
me.
Out of sight,
like,
out of mind.
A year ago.
But when you would talk, what does she say about her life now? What was she telling
you? I mean,
you?
It was just music. Everything was music. And I'm like, well, whatever music y'all put out, I'm putting all my friends on. It's like me and my friends, we've been riding around listening to their music and stuff like that. So I was a fan.
What was your name? What did you do?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh. We were Hyperfly was our cover band.
Hyperfly?
But it was Hyperfly, one word with a P-H and two Y's.
I mean, yeah, me having to figure that out is like the early thing with your dad and mom. So I'm just going to
figure
that out.
It makes more sense the less you think about it. Because it came from, like, we were playing in the kitchen one night, Google word generator, because we were like, oh, crap, we're going to be playing indoors. We might need a name. And so, like, clicked a couple times, Hyper popped up. Played a couple songs, clicked a couple times.
Ate some pancakes.
Yeah.
Fly came up. So
Hyperfly for how long?
A while. Yeah.
It was a long time.
Were you listening to Hyperfly when you were listening to the show? Yeah. And you were a fan or a family member that was supportive?
No, I was a fan.
Okay.
And a family member that was supportive.
Did you let them know that you, one, love their music, and two, eventually you wanted to be a part of it?
Oh.
Not the long laugh.
Listen, I didn't plan to be in the band. Music was never what I envisioned for my life. In my mind, I was going to be an athletic trainer.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was going to be a dental assistant.
Yeah. Turns out genetics run deep.
Did you sing in high school at all?
Oh, no.
Let me tell you about her music career. So one Sunday, so our dad's a pastor in a little city in outside of Picayune, Mississippi. And so these poor children, Miss Marie, who was the choir director, said, Devin, are you going to sing the song? Devin was like, oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. And so she was like, are you sure? She said, yes, ma'am. So for 4 weeks, these kids ran over this song with Dev singing lead. They got to Sunday morning, the piano player went, bling. Dev took off running. She started crying. She went to the bathroom and wept. She wept. I said, shame on you. Those poor kids were out there to fend for themselves that Sunday.
Did they finish the song?
Barely.
Oh, okay.
So that was Dev's musical experience. And
so it was never in your mind, I want to be a music star, obviously.
No.
Okay. Well, I got to. Well,
so how we get to this point, right? So I, too, lost my job.
Bum, bum, bum.
And so one day I just called Danica and I was just kind of venting.
Weeping.
No, tell her what she said, Dan. Tell him.
Like, it was just, she ugly cried. And she was like,
we'll call it pasta cry.
It was my pasta cry.
Yeah.
And she was just like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Blah, blah, blah. And so, but at that time, we added in a third harmony, and our friend of ours, and she was from Australia, and then she decided she was going back home. And so we just lost a third singer. And I said, well, why don't you come sing with us? It'll keep a little money in your pocket. You know, if you don't like it, you can go and do something else. And Bobby, so we got her there. We rehearsed. First two shows, terrible.
Could you sing in your mind? Could you sing?
No.
But you still said yes?
Yeah.
She needed
the
money.
Okay, I knew that. Yes, I had just got a freaking new car and no job. I'm like, what am I going to do? But I did, like, Danica, our dad would always make Danica sing whenever he would go to churches. So she would, after a while, she was like, you and KJ, which is our little brother, she was like, y'all are going to sing harmonies. Whether y'all want to or not.
You're going to stay at this house. You're going to work. So
I didn't mind singing with her. So I knew I could at least do that. But I didn't know being on the stage was going to give me the heebie-jeebies.
It did still. Even with them.
Woo!
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Do you move to New Orleans, or do you just go thinking you're just going to go for a bit?
I ended up moving to New Orleans, and I was living with Danica.
And how was that?
Oh, it was interesting.
Were you now, like, every day you were singing, and you didn't expect that to be your life?
Pretty much.
Because you guys were. It was already your life.
Yeah.
How did you feel about her? Did you feel like she had potential? Because she obviously didn't want to be on the stage.
Go ahead,
I
be
felt
honest.
I knew, because, like, she and my brother, like, Dev had been, like, maybe how old? Like, 12, 8, something like that. So, like, our little brother's, like, 4. And, like, I have them at, like, 3 in the morning. Like, my dad got this old piano from somebody. It's not even in tune. So, like, I have them, like, out there. Come on, you can do it. And Dev's like, I can't sing that high. I'm like, oh, yes, you can. And my little brother's like, I can't sing that low. And I'm like, oh, yes, you can. So we got, like, 3-part harmonies going, like, 2 in the morning. The kids want to sleep. So, like, I knew she had it in her. And I knew, like, she could at least get the job done that we needed. You know, what we were expecting. And, you know, it didn't really work out because the first 2 gigs, she just lip synced. She just was so nervous.
I was a great lip syncer, though.
I was like, just stand right behind, a little bit behind us. And then it was like, it was such a huge dynamic because, like, Tree would be like swinging from the rafters at the bar singing. And I'd be having like full praise and worship moments. So, like, the crowd, everybody in the crowd's crying. And poor Dev is just like sitting in the middle, hands to her side.
Well, let me ask this question then. And this is just kind of an end question I'm going to put now, but do you enjoy singing now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't want to get to the end of this and she quits.
No,
the group.
I do enjoy it now, and I always tell people, it's like, I feel like we can try to plan stuff out for our life, but when God has something completely different planned for your life, there's no stopping it.
Do you guys still live in New Orleans?
Yes.
Full time?
That's where the mail goes. We live full time on the interstate.
There you go. I
absolutely understand that.
We live between the yellow lines.
You pay taxes in New Orleans for the most part.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
No.
Mortgage. Yeah, right.
Moving
right
along.
So, are you here a lot in Nashville? I guess I just assumed you guys lived here because I saw you at the event. I've seen you around a little bit.
We probably
We're like usually, we're typically, we're like here, like, But twice, like, so here twice, like maybe 2 weeks out of the month, and then New Orleans, or if we're at home, 2 weeks out of the month. So we're here probably more than we're home.
I've played tell me if this theater name's wrong. I've played the Voodoo Theater a few times. Is that a theater?
I think so.
Maybe not. Where? In New Orleans? No, Baton Rouge. Theater? I think that's Baton Rouge.
As I said, that's not New Orleans.
That's got to be Baton Rouge. I've played New Orleans. Where have I played in New Orleans?
Tipitina's? Gaza?
You know how it is. I'll never think of it right now.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't even know what town I'm in sometimes because I'll do the radio show four or five days in a row and then be on the road. Do you guys ever do that where you're like, okay, where are we?
Oh, yeah.
Danica's literally the worst at it.
Absolutely.
I was like, what's up, Tennessee? And the whole crowd went like so totally silent.
Oh, you've done that.
Dev was like, Kentucky. What's up, Kentucky?
Really done that? Oh, yeah.
And they recovered. Yeah. They just yelled right in behind me, so...
That's when you say, I'm tired. Have you never been tired?
Give me grace.
So when did you get comfortable? As in, you can
yesterday.
Just be yourself. Yeah. Just be yourself and really just let it go.
It had to happen quickly.
I think it was like a matter of months. She went from like, I
led my first song.
Within months.
Like within that first year, first 6 months.
Did you feel then like, okay, wait, I'm supposed to do this? Did that ever like click
in
you?
I didn't have that moment until
I think.
You know what it was?
What was it?
That video that Reese sent us.
Oh, about the album.
About our album. Yeah. That was the first album.
I feel like it didn't happen, and this is just me, but I feel like it didn't really happen until I made Dev perform Barracuda
Barracuda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was like, Dan, I cannot do this. I was like, you will. You will do Barracuda.
and you did? Why do you do your face like that? You didn't like it?
Because she still makes me sing it every
show. Oh, you still have to perform Barracuda?
Yeah. It's so funny, though, because the people watched this on America's Got Talent, and they were like, some of the comments were like, why does she even need the other two? They don't sing, whatever. But I was like, obviously you don't come to the show because there's so much of like me and hey, how y'all doing in the media? But every blue moon, like so Tree will go and like throw a song. People are like, whoa, okay, she can sing. And then so by the end of the set, we do Barracuda and people are like, what the hell? We didn't even know she could talk. and it just like did like the switch comes on and she just like turns into this like hot, I don't know what, like,
this like musical vixen.
This band,
your dream,
like a hot, sexy band.
Take it in because it won't happen again.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was looking back the first time that we played "You Can Have 'Em, Jolene" on the national show was September 18th, 2021.
Really?
The first time that we played "I Will Follow" was April 2021, and I'm just looking back at. You know, from when I was first introduced to you guys, and I was able to then take your music and play it. But when did you guys start attempting Nashville? Because attempting country music is one thing.
Nashville is another.
Nashville's and honestly, it sucks.
Y'all started about 2 or 3 years before I joined, so
maybe like
I think maybe
this 1 year before she came.
Yeah, so I know it felt like a million years. No, we've been in and out of Nashville for about 5 or 6 years now. So, like, and that's what people are like, oh, they're new to town. We've been coming for a minute. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but maybe more recently, we started kind of trying to do, like, the Nashville, like, write with other people mm-hmm. thing. And you guys being here this morning, you see, it's a lot to take all three of us in. So,
did you guys write today?
No.
Okay. You mean me with you three. It's
yes.
a lot to take. Yes. Just anybody.
If you're not ready, because most people meet and they're like, hello, how are you doing?
And we're like
what? People are like, what the hell is going on? So it's a lot sometimes. So like we're kind of like trying to navigate through like the Nashville writing with partners and, you know, like the whole thing. And, you know, I don't know. We just.
Had you written with anybody else before you came to Nashville? And what is your write? Is it just do you three write together? Or just one, two? What's that?
Yeah. I always say our
method is there is no method. Yeah. Like sometimes we'll write together. Sometimes we'll write individually, then come together. Sometimes we'll write individually and just, it's like, yeah. it's all
but
the things.
Nobody on the outside until.
Yeah, and until we got to Nashville. Later. And like when they were like, you got to write with people. You got to write with people. We were like, oh, okay, well then we'll write with people.
People are like, who'd y'all write that with? It's like, yeah, it was a co-write. I wrote it with them, but yeah, I didn't know that that didn't.
So
count
we didn't
as
we didn't
co-write.
Even know that like you write with people. We just thought you write your songs and you get them out.
How has that been? Have you found some people that you really like? You completely vibe with, and you're like, oh, you get us.
Yes, we've done a couple songs with Jim Beavers, and
who's like one of my best.
He is a character. See, he can deal with the Mississippi madness.
Yeah. He has madness himself in him.
There
yes,
you go.
He does.
And it's honestly the
what do we call him?
Jamal. His name is Jamal.
Jamal.
Because I was trying to text him one day, and I was like, I don't have his number, but
like,
I know
I don't have Jamal.
And
number.
In my
you
phone, it says Jamal Devontae Beavers.
Yes. So next time you see him, call him Jamal Devontae Beavers.
I will. I'll say something to him after this.
There you go.
So how was that? It's weird to have to take feedback and creative lead from other people.
Yeah.
It is for me sometimes. You guys at first.
It's like dating. Because like the first date, and maybe we're not good daters because we come in at a 10.
Well, it's tough to date three people at the same time in there the same room too. So, yeah.
There you go.
And so like, you know, the first ride, it's kind of like, you know, okay, well, maybe you want it, maybe you want it. And then by the second time we get together, we like... You know,
no,
yeah, we're like,
Jim,
write that down. That's what we're saying.
That's so, money, dude.
Yeah.
Chapel Heart, the name. Where's that come from?
So, like we said earlier, we come from a gigantic family. My grandma had 17 kids. There's 108 first cousins. And we're from Poplarville, Mississippi. But inside of Poplarville, there's a smaller community called Derby. And inside of Derby, there's an even smaller community called Hearts Chapel. And that's pretty much where all of our family lives, our home church.
He's
and we just flipped that son of a gun, and here we are.
Did you guys ever sing in church, all three of you together?
Yes.
Because obviously you're older, and you talked about the church story. But you
they're much older than me.
I'm gonna have to email you the picture, though. We had this children's choir, and it only had about 50 cousins. It wasn't a lot of us.
Yeah, the other half.
But I think Dev was the youngest member. Like, you were a baby, and I don't even think they might have just made a tiny room.
So that's
for
what
her.
Happened. Like, when you were like one or two, and you could walk, you were singing in the choir.
Yeah.
And it was just like all the cousins, and but we were like they would have us singing like three part harmony. As
an infant?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You kept crying in harmony?
You had to cry and be flat or else you were out of there.
I didn't know until college that, like, tone deaf and not knowing what harmony was real.
Yeah.
Like, no, I thought, like,
I
calling somebody tone deaf
me.
Was like calling somebody, like, a fathead or, like, you know.
You had to met me, obviously, at that point. You would have known. For sure would have known. So because everybody could sing. Everybody was brought up singing, right?
I knew in the second grade. I was like, where's the harmony? Where are the parts? Mm-hmm. And she was like, we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just sing the parts, okay?
I gave Miss Will pure hell.
Right?
I love Miss Will. Shout out to you, Miss Will.
There you go.
Miss Will still alive?
Yes, yeah, she was my
shout out to Miss Will.
Keyboard and teacher.
She had moved on from to being the chorus teacher because I think our class
she
made
was still
her cry
chorus too.
So much.
When did America's Got Talent come into the conversation? Because somebody has to bring it up or somebody has to approach you. Like, when does that very first thought of, hey, we should? And by the way, I'm not a hater because I did American Idol for 4 years. I think now everything's a vehicle to more eyeballs getting on you.
Yeah. Right.
Win the show or lose the show, every time you get on a platform that has millions of people, that's win.
Right.
Yeah. That's absolutely win. So I asked that as in, like, what was the first moment where somebody said, hey, maybe we should do this?
That was that was not a thought for us. We're about as old school as it gets. We're like, get on the road, get in the van, take the instruments, play the shows, meet the folks, build the fan base. So a girl named Lindsay Rush reached out, and she was like,
"From where? Who's Lindsay Rush?
Lindsay
Network, a show,
talent scout."
Okay, so yeah, does she? One of our talent scouts would be like specifically YouTube, right? And she would go looking or TikTok, and so was she? Did she find you guys online?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So she's looking for great acts online. She reached out to you how? Email, text, DM,
email first.
Okay.
Okay.
You get an email. What's it say? Just remember the best you can. What's it say?
Hi, I'm Lindsay Rush, and I've watched some of your videos. I'm a talent scout. I think that you should audition for America's Got Talent. You know, the auditions are opening for this season. You know, we
did you
would
have to go
like
to LA to do it? Did you say that?
I think she didn't mention that in the beginning. I think she just wanted to be like, reach out for more information. I'd love to talk to you.
Did you think no way?
Oh, yes. We told her no way.
Yeah, we were like, thank you, but we got you. We're on tour. Thank you.
The good ones always do. If I'm being so honest about it.
Yeah.
Anybody that we would ever go, hey, you should come on American Idol. If they were like, yeah, I would love to, we'd be like,
it's damn the,
too yeah. eager.
Yeah, and it's and it means they also got nothing else going on.
Yeah,
and so it was people like, hey, I can't. I have this after this. Then you're like, okay, they must be pretty good live then, because or they have some drive because yeah. they're already hustling for their own thing.
Yeah, and so like, but I have to give it to Lindsay. Lindsay was a pit bull with it because she would not like. We were like, no, thank you. She was like, it's Lindsay again. But what I really want you guys to. But like she, there was a message where she was just like, listen, she said.
She had your number now, I guess.
Yes.
So she was like, I need you guys to do this because I listen to your music and the world needs to hear this. Like I wake up and I put on You Can Have a Drink and I'm inspired. I put on I Will Follow and I'm inspired. I listen to your album and I'm inspired. She was like, the world needs to hear this. Like there is people who need to see you guys. And so we were getting ready to do a run with the Indigo Girls. And that run got shut down because of COVID. And so we had the time. So we were like, all right, Lindsay, rush. So we ended up saying, okay, we'll go audition.
Where do you go?
LA. So we go to Pasadena.
Did they pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Absolutely, yeah. Right?
Because otherwise we're touring. Otherwise.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. So you fly out to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in a nice-ish hotel, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ish,
it was,
right?
It was a nice hotel and close to them.
What do they tell you you're going to do? Do you just show up?
No. We didn't expect.
We weren't ready for TV.
We didn't know what to expect going into it. They were just like, come sit in this room and we'll call you when we're ready. And sitting in that room, we were thinking maybe 10-15 minutes turn into
other people around you?
Oh, yes. Tons of people, tons of other
Everybody's singing and you're like, dang, or ooh, they suck.
Singing and playing awesome. With birds. And you know,
I feel like American Idol would be like, you're in the room and people are like, and they're like
that
vocalizing all day.
Yeah.
But America's Got Talent so different because you got animals and birds flying.
There
and
are goats
and
walking
shit.
Around. Goats,
and it's like,
dogs.
What is going on? People doing magic tricks. So now we're in this holding cell. They called it holding. I was like, we going back to jail. And so it was like being in there with all the things. So we had no idea. It was like, what in the world?
It was a circus.
How long did you wait?
Two days.
It's forever, right?
2 days. Mm-hmm. So that's what I tell people. Like, by the time we hit the stage, we were like, look, this it. they about to get what they get. Because we were tired. We wore the same thing for 2 days in a row.
3 days.
3 days in a row. And it was just like, it was all the things. But also, people would come back and they'd either be like, nah, I didn't get it. Or like, I got four yeses. And so after hearing that all day, we were just thinking, okay, we just need four yeses. Like,
needed three. Yeah.
The buzzer wasn't even a concept. So like, which was really weird because, you know, we also didn't watch AGT either. We had to go crash course.
No, I'd never, before I did Dancing with the Stars, I'd never seen an episode. So
yeah,
it was like,
so you understand.
And I think I kind of acted like I did a little bit to the producers, but I didn't fully lie. I just let them. I'll be like, yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
But our cram session didn't even help because we were like, okay, we need to find out how the show works. And then we kind of like watched some of the other seasons and then realized that this season they did everything completely different.
Really?
We were still just as lost.
That's right.
So you go in the very first time. Was your first audition on camera?
Yes.
In front of the judges.
So you didn't do a single audition in front of like some producers and a...
We were on the road and we submitted like grainy videos of us in the dark in the van. It was like,
I guess technically that was our first audition, the videos we sent in. So
In a sense too, we were like, we don't have 8 days to be auditioning LA. Like, get us to where you need us to go. We'll do, you know, we'll do it. But...
So your first time was... On camera,
we walk out. Yes. Howie, Sophia, Heidi, and Simon.
Crazy,
there. Yeah.
Like it's baptism by fire.
Yes.
So you walk out on stage, first time singing there in that environment with cameras on you. What did you guys do as your audition song?
You can have Jolene.
That was the first time you guys sang when you got the golden buzzer.
Yes.
And crazily enough, like we were kind of like going back and forth. We were deciding between 9 to 5 by Dolly, or You Can Have Him, Jolene, our original song, the nod to Dolly. Uh-huh. And last minute, it was literally like an hour before.
They were like, "We'll get Chapel Hart up for rehearsal one more time." So like we were in the room and we did 9 and 5, and it was great. And she was like, there was still that, I feel like an overall, like that feeling, that pitch. She was like, let me hear You Can Have Him, Jolene, one time. And she was like, do it full Atlas. So we did it. And there was like a moment and everybody was like, nah, this is it. Like, and I was like, also like, if we take a chance and we don't get it and we fail, but we did our song and you know,
and
we can take
that
feedback.
And if you fail doing somebody else's, you're kind of like, what if we would have done our song?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's the strategy you went with.
Yeah.
Not because it worked, but because same thing, right? If you're going to fail, you want to fail doing it the way that
your
you
way.
Want to do it.
Yep.
That way you're not always going, if I just would have done it my way.
Right.
Because I, especially early in my career, it happened to me all the time. I was like, if I just would have done it my way. How did you feel before they gave you the golden buzzer? They all said they loved you. Did you feel like it was a good performance?
Now, I just got to say, like, the nerves, like, I don't know, kind of like walking out. I think we had an advantage because we did so many live shows. And being able to have the live audience there, it definitely helped. But I think, just like Danica said, it was the end of a 3-day run of like just foolishness, if you ask me. We were just so tired. And like, I was like, well, Lord, I hope they liked it. Well,
did you feel like you nailed it though vocally? Like for your standards, when you're doing it?
No, not at all.
No, and you know, but I mean, it was like TV production, you know, and like we didn't have. Not even that we're good with in ears, but we didn't have ears, and so they just kind of had the monitors that you couldn't hear the judges kind of even talking to you. We were like, what? And so like it was just kind of like all the things, and like you said, we hadn't even had a singing moment before this. This was the first thing
that blows my mind, that because I didn't watch the show live, but I watched clips of it, right?
Yeah,
and I saw Dolly tweet. I mean, I saw all the stuff surrounding it, And I thought, oh, they must have done this a few times before they got to this point. I didn't realize that that was the
that was sitting
in a room for 3 days, walking out and just going, here we are. We're tired, but we're going to hit it.
I
think it was exactly like Tree said. So I was saying like the first lines. And like as soon as I kind of did that, like I could hear people in the background, woo! Like, and I was like, okay, it's a Chapel Hart show. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And I think that like that's just
probably cousins of your 180 cousins. A couple of them to be there in the theater.
It was a family reunion.
Yeah, somebody. So, right? Odds are someone's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, no. And but that was it. And like I think once we just kind of rolled off the energy that was in the room, there was so much energy there. It was so loud. And
very I don't think I realized how loud it was until we started watching the clips afterwards. And then like they sent us like the editor's cut. I was like, oh my gosh, they were loud.
Yeah, no, like we cried on the show. And like after like watching it, and you could like now see the people standing on their feet. And they were like, we cried again. Like we were just, I said, I probably haven't cried in 10 years.
You know what's
cool? Last year.
You did that. I'm sure you felt the outpouring there. But then it's, your adrenaline goes down, you go back up. But then you feel like a second wave, you know, online. And folks going, wow, wow, wow. Like in the second wave, it feels different because it's not instant and like a love punch. But it's like an awesome big fat hug of people.
Oh, yeah.
Just for days. Did you guys like really feel that and feel the love from the country?
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
Yes. I first of all, I guess like, I don't know. I didn't even know there was that many people in the world. Like, you know, and then, but I also, I'm also like super like realistic in that like, okay, once it hits YouTube, the miserable people who like to be miserable about everything are coming out. So we were like, I'm like trying to like brace for like the hate and like the backlash that we might get. And we didn't get it. Like, if somebody would have been like, I don't think it was golden buzzer worthy, but great song. Like, you know, so even like the bad, I guess would be the bad things
weren't bad. Like, literally, like going through like 500 or 600 comments, like waiting for that one negative Nancy. I'm like, oh my God, somebody say like, something mean, please.
And it,
like is this real?
It was kind of like Simon. Like, we were just like, he would say nice things and we were like, but what? No, just say it. Be mean. Go ahead. But like, the way that the world received us, I don't think we were ready for. And, you know,
I'm curious about, and I do want to get away from the show after a couple more questions here, but was it fun? Did it ever get fun doing that show?
Oh, it was fun the whole time.
It was? You weren't exhausted the whole time? You weren't?
Well, we were exhausted. We were dead tired. Yeah. But I think it's because the delirium had kicked in. That's why we had fun. But I think a lot of people there were in like competition mode. And I realized at the show, we're like aggressive friend makers.
We are not good competitors.
And it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. We don't want to be there. We know y'all don't want to be there. So we got, good morning. How y'all doing? Hey, production
team. Like, there go Chapel Hart. Okay.
At what point do they start dressing you guys?
For the second episode.
That's where it gets really cool.
Yeah, like
because you have to wear your own clothes. Or was it not fun?
Wardrobe team.
Now
I just want to apologize. And Tree sent them through the ringer.
We stressed the wardrobe department.
You
people
especially.
Were like, "You look so good." Well, thank you, but I'm sure the wardrobe department was like, "Get them out." We literally got separated like we were in kindergarten.
Like, day one.
They wouldn't take Chapel Hart all at once. Like, there'd be like full bands. All the people are in there getting dressed. They put the band together. Chapel Hart one by one.
Why? And,
because.
I think we've just been together so long, we kind of know what fits well, what looks well, what, you know what I mean?
And you overpowered anyone that was there to do their job. They felt like.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. But like, it'd be like stuff where it's like, I don't need to try on 15 pair of pants. I know which ones are going to fit. Like, you know, it's like.
Hey, what are you trying to say over there?
Well, like, I wasn't prepared for their method because it was very, put it on. Let me see the vibe. Let me feel it.
I have to stop. This lady said, okay, so, I mean, she was really stretching it out. So, and she was like, I think I have a vision for what I want. But by the time she even got to the word vision, Tree had tried on 3 outfits already.
Whole outfits.
She just gave up. Tree dressed herself. And so like they were just like, what is going on here?
But they loved it.
So it's like you have one extreme and then I was on the opposite.
Like, she's like, what, so do you like appliques? And Dev was like, mm-hmm.
I literally just wear shorts and t-shirts most of the time. So and then whenever they ask what we wear, that's literally what I sent.
We sent the pictures and literally didn't, like, it wasn't anything on there that looked like any of the pictures we sent. And, like, typically, usually my side of the rack's like this big. They're like, man, we found what we could. And Dev and Tree have, like, these long racks. Dev had, like, 4 pieces of clothing. And she was like, I was like, well, make it work.
And then the pants, she was like, I was like, these are a little short because they were a little bit high waters, and I like pretty long pants. She was like, it's okay.
No, and it's a style. And yeah, somewhere, all, but not here.
We're all like knocking 6 foot. And I actually put that in a little wardrobe note. We're all very, very tall.
You guys
make
are
sure
all that
these,
tall?
We're like 5'10".
I'm 5'10", 5'11", yeah.
And I'm 5'11", and 3'4".
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody in our family's tall. My dad's 6'4".
It's like just the opposite of like Hollywood. You show up and it's like, oh my God, everybody's so short. And then people are like, whoa, we didn't think y'all was going to be this tall.
Wait, so who's the tallest in your family? Who's the big uncle or the big dad?
Oh my gosh.
I think maybe... Darius shot up too.
No, Darius is still the tallest.
Is he 6'7"? 6'7"?
Yeah, it's some big jokers. Yeah.
I mean, you are all sitting down, and I've only ever seen you in a boxing match. So I there guess you were far away. I didn't know you were that tall. And you wear a cowboy hat. You're like 6'4".
There you go, right?
Dang. So this part of your story, you finished fifth or sixth?
Fifth.
One of them.
Fifth. Yep.
Was that the last episode or the next to last? Or
next to last.
So what was it?
Oh, last episode.
The last episode was the day after the thing.
And that's the day we came.
Was that the show? Like,
that was the reveal show, results.
Yeah. On any sort of, if I've ever done a competition show, you get paid the longer you stay on. Like every episode, you get paid per episode. Did you guys get all your money, or is that not how it worked?
What money? For fifth place, you get an experience.
Well, what I'm saying is, yeah. it's different.
Yeah, hush, because I think we might be getting some money.
No, tell
us, Bobby.
I've never had to sing on a show. I've had to compete on different shows. But the longer you lasted, the more money they would have to pay you because you're working.
Yeah.
Did they? That's not how that worked?
Yes. It is maybe how it works, but we ain't got it yet. So.
Got it. It hasn't come yet.
Yeah. If it comes, I'm going to buy some pasta.
I'm going to call them and say, Bobby,
she's going to buy the bad pasta so you can try it.
So you come off the show and, okay, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going, okay, we're here, we've arrived? Or are you going, we have a little spark, we got to turn this thing into a fire, and we got to hit the ground running? Which one?
Exactly.
I think the fire actually ignited before the show ended. Like,
because
there are only three rounds, and between those rounds, we were picking up more shows and doing shows in between. And then as soon as it was over, we had like...
You're able to work in the middle of this? Is it because it was recorded?
We had
a lot of obligations prior to the show. And so, but also... America's Got Talent, I know for sure. Like that contract, it's not as
honestly, none are now as much.
Yeah,
because they know nobody will do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Nobody will do the show. So you finish the show, and Mike, what is the date today?
28th.
The 28th. Okay. So you finish the show. When does the Opry reach out and go come play the Opry?
Oh my! It was in the midst of it.
I was after the first audition.
Oh, it was that early. They were like,
yeah.
So.
We literally got the results on
the 15th.
The 15th, and then the 17th, we played the Opry.
Because you played it less than 2 weeks ago. Am I right on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was the Opry debut. Isn't that awesome?
Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Incredible. There's a picture that I have to show you, and I was like, how most people watch the Opry, and it's Devontae, and they're like, and I'm in the bag like, so like, incredible.
What do you remember from that night?
Oh my gosh. I think that it's like, it's just like being there, and like everything felt like a hug, even if it was just a compliment. But also like it felt like, I remember it's kind of like watching it and watching our favorites and heroes and the legends play there, and we were there.
It's like
and
the ultimate like you are worthy moment. Like,
ooh,
it's like it's the pinnacle of country music.
What songs did you do?
Made for Me, American Pride, and You Can Have Them, Joel.
Y'all, literally everybody from Mississippi was there. I said, I don't know if
and that was my favorite part.
Or the Opry is ready for all this Mississippi that's about to happen. And then they started meeting up. Like, we had like groups of like people from like Louisiana and Mississippi.
Oh, God.
And they were like downtown and like, look who we found. Why are y'all together? Get out of this.
First of all, the congregation, that's our fan
fans
club.
Are crazy.
The congregation is a little crazy. And I mean a whole lot.
Like, we hired security and Chris, like, these we don't know what to do with these people.
This big burly guy, he said, she won't listen to me. And it was a little old lady about 60.
She was like 79, and she was like, move out my way, fool. And so she just like,
and we have
just goes bad security. I'm like, there's nothing that you can do with our fans, but
they're hilarious. I love them.
They're amazing, though. They're a true reflection of Chapel Heart.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. The first time that I played the opera, I couldn't see the faces because I was like, I can't believe this. It was just I just remember the lights and the sound's a little different up there. Sometimes you're like, can people hear me? But it's got that feel. But I couldn't see any faces because I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. Now, but I'm not anything like you guys are. You guys are way more skilled and talented than I am. And I'm up there doing comedy. But when you go up there, do you have that? Like, I can't even see the faces because I'm just focused and nervous. Or are you so focused that you can see every little inch of the place?
I saw the people in the top back balcony.
We didn't know it when I went out and I was like, dang.
Oh, yeah, it is going way up there and way back there. Yeah.
Well, my contacts were tripping that day, so I didn't really see anything.
a couple very enthusiastic fans down from Morgan City, and they made like fat heads of us. And I was
first fat heads in the Opry, maybe. Yes. Ever.
I'm telling you, like, people were like, they were like walking down the aisles. And so I was like, this is not how the Opry works.
How'd it go? You finish your third song.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh my God. First of all, we walk out there and there's standing ovation. Like, just
that's before what I was trying started. To get to. That's what I was trying to get. Yeah.
We were like, oh my. And the goal is, we're like, whatever we do, we cannot cry, because to us, we ruined our finale performance because we cried from the moment. We didn't know. They said afterwards, he was like, we always tell the contestants, don't watch the video before you perform. Mm-hmm. And we watched it. I was like, I saw like 6-year-old Danica, like with the big smile. And I was like, if she could be here now. And so like the music starts and I'm like crying. And people were like, oh man, it wasn't a good vocal night. I'm like, yeah, because, yeah, I said the real talent on there was if you could cry and sing, and we ain't have it. So so we were like, our goal for the Opry was do not cry
during American Pride.
Yeah, so we got to get through this song. And so, like, that was really, like, the focus of going out there. But, like, once we were out there, and we had, like, 3 or 4 standing ovations of the night. So after every song, like, people were just giving it, and we were like...
Yeah. So we cried between songs.
Yeah.
But not during.
So we're getting there. But I feel like after American Pride was a super special moment because, you know, the Opry has an average fan range of folks who come to the Opry. Like, there's all kinds of cons. But,
yeah,
you
mostly
know,
it's old people.
But the
yeah.
age range, but that's yeah. that was our, that was like our primary demo for a while.
It didn't change like, until did about like last
our season
about a year
fans.
Ago.
Like,
but they were just as wild and rowdy, but like it was like from 48 to 72. And when I say they partied.
Yeah, ooh. but also, you know, and I feel like people have their perception of people and what country music is and who country music's audiences, and especially classic country. And so just to kind of look out, and every person in the building was standing on their feet.
Yeah, what
was just
your point is they were older and maybe people wouldn't think that an older person would actually feel what you guys were doing and singing.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, like, 100%.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
It was also that validation, like, you know, for the songs that we're writing and the message that we're trying to get across, that like, we're not that different. You know what I mean? Like, every family got some folks that's messed up in it. And no matter how rich you are, how poor you are, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And it's like, if we could just get everybody to see that, and like, the things that you think that separate us aren't really that. You know, you can have your opinion. You can be red or blue or Republic or Democrat or whatever, and you can still get along. Like, you don't have to believe like folks, but you can still get along. But I think social media kind of is.
Yeah, we've gotten that as a people.
For most of my life, I thought it was like offensive to ask somebody what like their party was.
Yeah,
like,
their political affiliation or whatever. But I don't,
I didn't think you were supposed to say it either. I thought that was like a law or something.
I think it should be now. It probably should. Like, shut up. We don't.
Right.
Like,
the way my mama told me having the light on in the car was against the law, I just believe what she said.
When people ask
really,
me,
she couldn't see at night. So
when people ask me which wing I support, I say chicken wings.
There you go.
That's all you need to know. Wing.
You're going back to the Opry October 8th. I'm seeing here.
Yes.
That one's gonna be. The first time is very special. The second time is better.
Is it
really?
It is, because everything is so pure.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know what you're there to do. You're not going to be so emotional. You're going to be enjoying it. It's just the first time is really special, but it's not going to be your best performance probably, because you got emotions everywhere and you got people, you got family. They're like, we're so proud of you. You know, before the show, after the show, pictures, Opry debut, you got the sign out front, all that. This time, you show up, you do what you do, you do it, you nail a few songs, they give you a standing O, and you walk out and you're like, you're going to like the second one a lot more, because there are far fewer distractions.
Yeah.
It's you and the Opry.
Come on.
I'm ready for that one.
You really get
Because our family is a lot.
Some will still be there. I don't think you'll ever have an Opry show where they're not, if it's as robust as you say it
they
is.
They won't be there, okay?
October 8th, you guys are playing the Opry, and then you guys can go to chapelheart.com to see all the shows you guys are doing. I see shows all the way until in December.
Yeah.
So you guys are, you know, playing shows. You're still going. Do you ever plan to move to Nashville?
I feel at some point one of my homes will be in Nashville.
Love it. I don't think you have to live here.
I love it though. I think I'm like we truly are three different personalities, but like, you pull into Nashville and there's just like a work vibe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you get in Nashville and you got to be busy doing something. And so I love it. Yeah. I love it. And like, you know, but I think maybe like Tree says, it'll be one of her homes, and Devil email us from Mississippi.
Yes.
When new artists come in, I'm like, you know, Gabby Barrett, I worked with her on American Idol, and I mean, for a whole season, and she was like, I'm just going to live in Pittsburgh. And I was like, no, you have to move to Nashville.
Yeah.
You're 17, 18 years old. You don't have any experience writing. You haven't done. You have to move to Nashville. Like, you guys have been killing it for so long. You understand touring. You understand songwriting. All the things that you have to learn here, I think you guys could teach the course on, quite frankly.
Oh, wow.
And so I think there's a difference in having to move here, which some people need to, absolutely.
Yeah.
And having a house here also, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, listen, I'm rooting for you. I've been rooting for you guys for a long time,
right?
Like,
Bobby.
Thank you.
I just wanted to see when we started playing your stuff, and it was 2021, and I remember telling Mike, I saw him at the boxing match. Let's see if they're good.
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah. He said, yeah, they're good. He found enough clips to go, yeah, they're good.
So this is technically 10 days after our anniversary.
Oh.
You remember the date?
September 18th.
Of what?
2021, when you first started playing.
Oh, I thought you meant the boxing match. It's because of Rain Man. That's crazy if you remember that stuff. Yeah. Like, dang.
And so do you need a job?
Holy crap. So you guys today, are you shooting a video or something today?
We're playing at the City Winery tonight
with
the
CMT,
Next Woman of Country.
Oh, that's a good one. That's fun. Well, that'll be fun. That's a good little sounding venue too.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that'll be cool.
I've never been there, so
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm just excited because it's called a winery, and I would like I like the wine.
Don't drink a lot of it before you go
what kind of wine would you like? Coors Light.
Yeah,
I never had wine, so
there you go. Oh,
so
really?
I don't know, but. Listen, you guys just keep killing it. You're a great example.
Thank you. You
started doing it, and you work hard, and you will pivot. Meaning, never in a million years did you guys think you'd go on a competition TV show.
Yes.
But you also, and I'll say this about myself too, you're not too good for it, because you understand
right.
That's a platform. Everything's a platform right now. So get up and show what you can do to 3 million or 80 people, or and then just let the chips fall. I'm super proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And everybody, you know, chapelheart.com, and you guys have the new song with Darius, which is great.
It's coming out on September 30th.
I've heard it.
I've heard it.
Maybe I should have said, which is great. Now I haven't heard it. Never mind.
The rest of you be jealous and wait till the 30th.
Darius is my guy. He was the first ever radio interview I ever did at 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And so Darius and I have been close for a long, long time.
Come on.
So that's like my dude. And so that's, you know what? I don't know what the song sounds like, but I bet
there
it's good.
There we go.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
We did an hour.
Bum, bum, bum.
It was an hour.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I didn't have to do anything. I just said, hey, and I sat back. An hour later, I leaned back up and go, all right, that's the end of the show here. Again, you guys go follow at Chapel Heart Band. You guys singing on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Keep doing it. You know, that's more people,
Lord,
more eyeballs, trying. More platform. Don't ever let anybody tell you that, oh, you shouldn't be on this.
We're on FarmersOnly.com.
Yes, if there are people there, be there.
We are trying to Terry Clark this shit. I want to do it all.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe
go for it.
Yeah.
You can. You're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. At Chapel Heart Band, chapelheart.com, and I will see you guys real soon, all right?
All right.
Bye, Bobby.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.